I'm with former Packers tight end Paul Kaufman. Paul, you were undrafted. Why?
I wasn't very good in college, no. I played at Kansas State University, and at the time we were arguably the worst college football program in Division I.
I remember that.
Yeah, we won one game my junior year, one game my senior year. I was 6'3", I weighed about 210 pounds, and I wasn't very fast. So my whole career at Kansas State, I think I caught maybe 24 passes.
Who was the quarterback at Kansas State then?
We actually had seven different quarterbacks. It's like it was an experience. But see, I was a walk-on in college too, so it was an opportunity for me to play football at the Division I level in the Big Eight at that time. And even though I didn't catch many passes, a linebacker coach by the name of John Meyer came down to look at my roommate, Gary Spaney, who was an All-American linebacker.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
Yeah, Gary played with the Chiefs for about 10 years. And I asked if I could work out, and they let me work out. And then they signed me to a free agent contract. I asked for $2,000 signing bonus, but they only gave me one. So back in 1978, I came up here and made the team.
What was your first salary?
$24,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's that.
And I was making more than my mom or my dad, and they were both school teachers, so I was pretty fortunate to be able to do that.
Walk on in college, undrafted in the pros, making $24,000 your first year, yet you caught 339 passes in a 10-year career, 4,300 yards, 42 touchdowns. How'd you do it?
Get put in the right place at the right time. You know, a lot of times you just need to be put in position to succeed. And I worked very hard, you know, being a walk-on, being a free agent. You can't be as good, you have to be better. So I developed the motto that it was whatever it takes. I was going to do whatever it took. And if it was winning every sprint after practice, going full speed, during training camp, I got in several fights, you know, because I had one shot to make it, and I wasn't here to make friends. I was here to make the team. Spent a lot of time studying my playbook so I wouldn't make any mistakes. And luckily for me, Lynn Dickey also played at K-State before I did. And,
I was wondering when we were going to get to
yes,
Lynn Dickey.
And so he helped me out a lot just in terminology, and Rich McGeorge was a tight end up here at the time, and sat with him during films, and he showed me what to look for, and I was just very fortunate to make the team.
The bloodlines must be good because you have four children, and they've all gone on to distinguished athletic careers. Talk about them.
I've been very blessed. My oldest son, Chase, played at the University of Missouri, played tight end, and now plays for the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. My son, Carson, was a quarterback at Kansas State, and led him to the Pinstripe Bowl his senior year in New York City. And my daughter Camille is a volleyball player and just finished her volleyball career at the University of Wyoming, and now she's an intern with the Kansas City Chiefs. And my youngest son Cameron is a quarterback at Indiana right now.
What does it mean to you after all these years to come back to Lambeau Field?
Oh, there's such great memories here. I mean, not only the cold games, the wins, the losses, but the fans are unbelievable. I mean, the unconditional love that the Green Bay Packer fans have for their team. You know, it doesn't matter how cold it is. It doesn't matter what your record is. It's sold out every game. And I didn't appreciate it as much as I should have when I played, but coming back as a fan rather than a player, you look around and you go, wow. This is special. This is different.
Your favorite game?
My favorite game was the Monday night game against the Washington Redskins, where we won 48-47, and the Redskins went on to win the Super Bowl that year. But I had one of my best games and caught two touchdown passes, and you know, it's still the highest scoring Monday night game in NFL history.
And your favorite season?
Favorite season was probably 83 season. And that was the year that we beat the Redskins. And Lynn threw for over 4,000 yards, which at that time was, you know, very few quarterbacks had done that. And James Lofton, John Jefferson, Larry McCarron, and myself all made the Pro Bowl.
What if take it from there. What if?
What if we would have had Reggie White as a pass rushing defensive end on our team? Lynn and I talk about that all the time. If we had a dominant defensive player that could have, you know, got a lot of sacks and put us in a little better position offensively, I think we might have been able to go to a Super Bowl.